It's been more than a year since President Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act, a major expansion of the federal role in local public schools. The law calls for annual testing of students and requires states to identify and fix schools that don't measure up. The details, though, have been largely left to the states, and success or failure is now in the hands of principals and teachers. This week, we'll examine how schools are responding with stories from two schools at opposite ends of the country. Today, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on a middle school in Washington state.
Lockburn Middle School, about an hour's drive south of Seattle, has a dubious distinction. It's one of just 52 schools statewide that has been placed on academic probation. As you turn off the main road and follow a small weather-beaten sign, one can't help but expect a crumbling school building with low morale among teachers and kids. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nestled in an oak grove, the pretty one-story campus is an oasis in a troubled neighborhood. And here, kid-friendly administrators and teachers are focused on a single mission, improving academic achievement. Federal law requires states to identify failing schools largely on the basis of test scores. In Washington, the test is known as the WASL.
My group that I've been working with for the WASL math section, I would like to take you over to my room and we'll work at the small table again.
Half a dozen kids follow Lockburn teacher Wendy Bryant into her classroom. They sit down together and begin an intensive math review in preparation for the Washington Assessment of Student Learning. Bryant reads a story problem to her seventh graders that asks them to calculate the average cost of baseball cards and then explain their answer in detail.
What they want you to do is recognize the pattern. In January, there was $5. And it goes up, it's going up good. I'm hearing that you're seeing that it goes up by fives. But look what happens, March, April, May.
The kids take WASL prep twice a week. In addition to problem solving, they learn test-taking strategies. Look how much space they give you to answer this problem, a teacher says, holding up a practice booklet. How many points do you think the answer is worth? What will you need to do to get full credit? It is a tough test, and the stakes are high. After years of extremely low test scores, Lockburn is now in its second year on the list of schools that need improvement. If it doesn't shape up, it could lose federal money or even be shut down. Most of the kids eating pasta, pizza, and apples in the lunchroom get free or subsidized meals. Most live with just one parent, and parental expectations have been low. At the same time, Lockburn has burned through 10 principals in the last 8 years. It's hardly surprising, then, that last year fewer than 20% of its students passed the seventh grade math test, only slightly more passed the reading exam. As dismal as those numbers are, they show a definite improvement from previous years.
When I first came here, teachers wanted kids to be successful, but they were more focused on making them happy.
Nanette Bullock has the lofty title of School Improvement Facilitator.
Now the focus is their academic achievement. And with the achievement, the kids are happier.
Under the new federal law, every school must make what's called adequate yearly progress on the state test. At Lockburn, that means math scores should go up about 8% each year for the next several years.
If you're talking, should teachers teach like the WASL tests? The answer is yes.
Lockburn co-principal Gary Wilson.
They should teach exactly that way, to get kids to think and understand and write. And so if that's teaching to the test, then yes.
Linda Hahn, the other co-principal, agrees.
We do stress that when you answer a question, please answer it completely and make sure if it asks for four components, that you have four components. That's the way we teach and should be every day.
That doesn't mean it's all worksheets and mindless drills. In this advanced seventh grade science class, students are studying forces such as gravity and momentum by building tiny parachutes. Today, they're testing their designs.
One, two, three.
In many schools, the best and most experienced teachers are assigned to the advanced classes. But here, some of the most highly skilled teachers are given classrooms with kids who need the most help. On a recent morning, co-principals Wilson and Hahn are sharing their ideas with a principal in training. The Lockburn administrators tell him about their weekly visits to every single classroom and how they ask the kids just what it is they are learning and why. Then they tell the teachers what they've heard.
And so that has an initial, immediate impact. First thing it's going to do is teachers are going to start telling the kids before the lesson starts, this is what we're going to do, this is what how it's going to help you in the future, and this is why we're doing it, which is great.
Melinda Hain, a veteran Lockburn teacher, recalls that when the new principals came in, they made it clear that things were about to change and suggested that teachers not willing to redouble their efforts should leave. Many did. She says that a lot of tears were shed when the school was first put on the needs improvement list, but Haynes says that black eye has proved to be a blessing in disguise. With additional funds and flexibility from the state and the school district, and a razor-sharp school improvement plan.
We were able to look and say, well, goodness, people don't have objectives for their lesson plans, or goodness, you're teaching this and you're teaching that, but you're both in the same grade level, and it should be the similar kinds of things. Then that helped us to be able to focus and say, we need to be looking at this. I think it's been a good thing. I think it's helped us to grow immensely.
The kids seem to agree. When I asked two seventh graders, Alicia and Olivia, what they like best about the school, they did not talk about their friends or athletics.
Well, the best thing for me is the teachers.
I'd have to say the same thing. Like some of the teachers here, they have like good teaching skills. The teacher I have, Ms. Nakano, one thing about her I like, she explains it clearly and I always understand it. If I need help, I just go ask for help.
And what about the upcoming state test? Alicia says she's ready.
I'm not really nervous about this one. I know what I'm going to do.
That can-do, achievement-driven approach is what the federal law was designed to foster. Still, it's much too soon to know if it will be enough to help every child here succeed. We'll get a tiny clue this summer when the school's seventh grade test scores will be released. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Lakewood, Washington.